Hello, Radio St. Pete. It is Weekend with Wiser. And before we get down to everything that's going on this weekend, let's get a preview of the great Halloween and fall festivals around town. So the Fall Festival at DK Farms is September 30th through October 31st, a ghostly haunted trolley tour. Wednesdays in October, the Gallagher's Pumpkin Patch, September 16th through October 31st. Fearville at DK Farms, October 4th through the 26th. The Ghost Ship Royal Conquest, October 6th through the 27th. Of course, Busch Gardens is frightening. Disney is frightening, but it's too far to go. So I'm going to hang out at the Pumpkins on the Porch with the Tampa Bay Watch, October 12th. And a fall festival at the St. Pete Pierce Spa Park. Remember, this is all listed in the Let's Go Guide, which is on RadioSt.Pete.com homepage. There's an annual Pups and Pumpkin fundraiser on October 13th. Our friends at Mastery's are having an Oktoberfest. The German American Society is having an Oktoberfest. 7th annual Fall Fest fundraiser for Reach St. Pete, October 19th. Trick or Treat at John's Pass Village, October 25th. Suenos de Dali, October 26th. Florida Botanical Gardens Pumpkin Fest, October 26th. The Don Cesar's 3rd annual Halloween Pep Parade, October 26th. There's a Halloween candy cruise with Tampa Bay Watch. And Radio St. Pete will be on Halloween on Central, October 27th. So please join us. Let's move right along to what is going on this weekend. So over at our friends at the Ale and the Witch, there is the Autumn Equinox, Sunday, September 22nd. Howdy, fall, you all. That's what I have to say. Next week, Wednesday, the Best of the Bay Creative Loafing is going on at the Hard Rock Cafe. Thank you all for nominating Radio St. Pete for that. The Shine St. Petersburg Mural Festival just announced its lineup of artists and events. Please mark your calendars for October 11th through the 20th. Our friend Karen Carmichael has two great interviews up on Radio St. Pete. Go to the audio blogs. One with Susan Hess. She has been interviewing Karen, all of the Art Lofts artists. And then please check in on her Sunshine Sisters and Alexis Gilbeau. Hot Tonic has a number of things coming up that's going to be a lot of fun, and I've previewed them. They're going to be doing a Beatle tribute, and Roger Bartlett and John Frinzy, their Jimmy Buffett tribute with the Coral Reefers is at the Palladium October 12th. We are giving away two free tickets. We will announce winners October 6th. You must be 21 plus. Please sign up for our newsletter by emailing info@radiosaintpete.com. And two people will be notified by email. You must be 21 and older to get that. So now let's talk about Green Light Cinema. You know, our friend Mike, he has so many cool things going on. He's got Ed Wood coming up, The Good One, Evil Dead 2, Manhattan Short, The Outrun. If you didn't see Sing Sing, you've really missed something. He's also doing some outdoor movies with Green Bench. So my favorite thing coming up is Clearwater Latin Jazz Fest. Emit Jose Valentina Ruiz has been nominated for a Latin Grammy, MJR Latin Project, our friend David Manson, Osamdo Jazz, Ericito Avich. Guess what, folks? It is free September 27th at the Bay Care Sound. So that's amazing. Amazing. Also on Friday, I have to tell you, our lineup of music is incredible. And I want to introduce to you our friend Play Me Some Blues, Sandy Atkinson. On Monday, our friend June Bunch, who will be interviewing for Radio St. Pete, has Lyrical Ladies. So that's all coming up. So this Saturday, the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance has Free Museum Day. You can explore a number of museums around the city at no cost. And that's going to be great. Of course, our Florida Folk Show will be going on 10 to 1 at the Craftsman Gallery. And guess what? Our friends at Car Free Conversations, Sumitra Chandra Treya and Domenico Pontrario. I said that wrong, but it's still good. I want you to check out Car Free St. Pete on RadioSt.Pete.com audio blogs. They are having a World Car Free Day scavenger hunt on September 22nd, 1 to 5. Our friends, I love these people. Our friends at SAGES, Senior Actors Guild and Education Services, has an incredible show, Denying Gravity. It's a fall prevention play. Please come on September 28th, 2 to 3:30 at the Katherine Hickman Theater. And they also have one coming up on October 5th at Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. You might have seen Christine, the CEO, on Kelly Clarkson. They're doing so many good deeds. Speaking of good deeds, look for Radio St. Pete, a do-good day on September 21st, noon to 4, Three Daughters. And then at the Exchange Club fundraiser at Ferg's, September 27th, West St. Petersburg, St. Petersburg Community, September 28th, and Halloween on Central. We know how to have a good time, and we know how to do good at Radio St. Pete, so please join us. Coming up the following week, the 27th through the 29th, is the X Insurance Clearwater Offshore Nationals in San Key, Clearwater Beach. 50,000 people, 2,500 boats. Go, speed, go. I have just discovered the 48-Hour Film Project. It's the world's oldest and largest filmmaking competition, and this competition weekend here in St. Pete is going to be October 18th to the 20th. There's a premiere screening coming up November 6th and an awards ceremony. So I want you to go on to the Let's Go Guide and find out more about that. So our friend Kathy Celestri is touring. Our friend L.L. Kirshner is touring. Our friend Paul Wilborn is touring. Please go to their Facebook and find out where they will be coming. And speaking of where we're going to be, we're going to be at Shopapalooza November 30th, December 1st. We'll have an author signing and book sale on the 30th. Kerry Kreisman, L.R. Kirshner, Paul Wilborn, and some other people. And the next day, some CDs for sale from local music. October 17th through the 20th, Back to Our Roots, Mavis Staples, Bruce Hornsby, The Noisemakers, Kerry Wong, Tower of Power, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Boney James. It is a Clearwater Jazz Holiday. They are celebrating their 45th anniversary. Please join us there. Also coming up from CJH is an upcoming event, freemansound.org, The Music Mindset. It's going to be featuring St. Pete legend Boomerang and Austin Vanderbeek, electronic music at its best. It's going on the 21st, this weekend, at, yes, you got it, Florida Rammy. I can't believe I said Rammy, but it is fun, isn't it? On the 19th of September, Clearwater Jazz Holiday will be at Evie's with Ashley Smith and The Random Occurrence with Trace Secour Band and Songbird Sheila. Also coming up, and you got to get your tickets now, November 22nd through the 24th, Suncoast Jazz Festival. So many great people. Diego Figueredo, just Adrian Cunningham, Daniela Soledade, Heather Thorne, James Sun Quintet, Las Luca, you know, just, it goes on and on. La Luca, Nat Najjar, Sanaya Carroll, Theo Valentine, they will all be there. Now, if you haven't listened to Alvinette Downing's Sounds of Healing, which is amazing, she has got an amazing thing coming up. There's going to be an Afro-Latin jazz project at the Palladium, and that is going to be October 13th. That's going to be a good weekend. The 12th is Roger Bartlett and the Coral Reefers. The 13th is the Latin Jazz Party. So, you know, it's Dimas Sanchez, incredible, the Puerto Rican-born drummer and percussionist. It goes on and on with them. What can I say? It's amazing. Book and Bottle, number of events coming up. We've talked about St. Pete Museum of History, Haunted Trolley Tour. Spirits, our Dr. Brandy Stark, she's got a ton of stuff coming on. Spirits of St. Pete, please go and check out her website. Fun at the Pier is going to be September 14th, and so much more. So, Nights in Italy, the Gulfport Senior Center and Foundations event at the Gulfport Historic Casino is October 21st. And you can also go to their annual health and wellness resource guide. The Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, CASA will be coming on to our studio to talk with us. Their scavenger hunt is November 2nd. So we want you to make sure to do that. The Florida Orchestra has Yo-Yo Ma coming up. And there is a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, September 21st at the Mahaffey Theater. And mark your calendar for Pops in the Park on the 9th of November. I'm going to tell you, the Haunted Halls Family Concert, October 27th at the Florida Orchestra, and the Parrots and Palms, A Song of Buffets and Fins, October 25th. This is a fun season. So from Radio St. Pete, Weekend with Wiser, I am encouraging you to go to our Let's Go guide. I'm encouraging you to go onto the Audio Boom and listen to all the great interviews that we have. And until we talk again, it's aloha from Nanette Wiser and Radio St. Pete. See you around town.